Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Good afternoon, Sumner County. Welcome to The Loyal Opposition, a show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That is why we are here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority policies and ideas. I am Len Asante, your host. It is 5:01 p.m. on a chilly Wednesday afternoon. Speaking of weather, it's 52 degrees, going down to a low of 37 tonight. Mostly clear skies right now. Thursday, high is only going to be 43 degrees, low of 36, and it's going to be windy. Today's top stories: change coming in Millersville, but reluctant change, more shenanigans with the Sumner County Library Board, and a story for the season, drama about a Christmas tree in Gallatin. And of course, in Nashville, we've got drama about prisons and the Department of Corrections budget for next year. And we'll be speaking to Representative Gloria Johnson in a little while, if her committee meeting doesn't run too much longer. Okay, so a lot to talk about tonight. And folks, you've probably heard me angry before, but you have never heard me as angry as I am right now. I am pretty angry. And I need you guys to let me know if my anger is coming out loud and clear to you guys listening on the radio. Remember our text in line. Text your comments about my level of anger to area code 516-440-6310. That is 516-440-6310. All right, story number one. Folks, labels used to have meaning. Right? I've been a studier of words and language all my life, and words used to mean things, right? When you looked up a word in a dictionary, you know, it had a meaning there, and then when you talk to someone and you use that word, you know, if you both spoke the same language, you kind of understood what the word meant, and they kind of understood what the word meant. And, you know, that's how we manage to have communication, to transfer meaning from one person to another, to share meaning and understanding. But, man, lately, it seems like the labels don't mean what they used to anymore. Labels like, what am I talking about? Labels like conservative. Labels like Christian. You know, when you conjure up those words, you tend to think of certain things, or you should tend to think of certain things. But in reality, we're seeing just the exact opposite of those certain things. Let's give you some examples. Okay? First, some good news mixed with some bad news. Changes coming to Millersville. The following folks were elected in the recent election to the new Millersville City Commission: Lincoln Atwood, Dustin Darnell, and Jesse Powell. All are new members of the commission. And so we're going to see a change in Millersville. Sadly, however, the bad news side of things is the outgoing commissioners, in their last meeting, which was last night, okay, the Sumner County Constitutional Republican-supported commissioners wanted to leave with a bang. Their agenda for their last commission meeting before being replaced showed several interesting items, including, number one, they had got booted by the state for having an unbalanced budget. So what did they do to fix the budget? Well, they decided that they would issue debt. Instead of cutting right, or raising revenue, they decided they would issue $500,000 in debt at a 6% interest rate at taxpayer expense. Hey, that's great conservative government, right? Small government, fiscal conservatism. We don't want to spend too much money. But hey, there's $500,000 for nothing. Okay? Hey, you want another $500,000? I got another $500,000 for you. They decided that they wanted to change employee agreements to provide one-year severance pay to certain key employees if they're not fired for cause. These include the police chief, the police captain, the police detective, the finance director, the city recorder, the assistant city recorder. Okay, how a city like Millersville needs an assistant city recorder, I guess that's a question for another time. But by the way, that assistant city recorder makes over $50,000 a year. Okay, the human relations director. All these add up to almost the same amount of money as the debt being issued. Okay, why are they doing this? Well, they want to make sure that their people stay in key positions even after they're booted off the commission. Okay. Just more evidence that the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans endorse, supported, affiliated, aligned, whatever you want to call them, people should not be elected to office. Okay? More of that coming up. Okay, the library, Sumner County Library Board, a never-ending source of amusement for those of us who take a cynical view of the world. The Sumner County Library Board currently has three openings. The County Commission Committee on Committees voted to recommend a person named Eric Stockton to be approved by the full commission. And additionally, Shannon Bergdorf, a current member of the library board, also nominated someone named Paul McCoy at the last county commission meeting this past Monday night. After various discussion and amendments and votes up and down, to make a really long story short, Stockton failed to secure enough votes, getting 10 yes votes, 13 no votes, and one abstention. McCoy passed with 15 yeses, 7 noes, and 2 abstentions. Okay, as you might imagine, Commissioner Jeremy Mansfield had something to say about this. And he complained about this on his Facebook page, noting that McCoy, the person who was appointed to the board, had a quote-unquote Democrat voting record. Ooh, there's that bad word. And that Stockton, who was not appointed, was a Christian and a conservative, and that all the people who recommended him were conservative Christian Republican voters, quote unquote. Mansfield basically argued that libraries and the members of their board should reflect the values of their communities. And in that case, we can't have any of those Democrats on the committee. Oh, gosh, no. With them ideas about wanting people to read whatever books they want to read, about having no book censorships and no book bans. You know, that would be obviously awful people to have on your library board. Okay, this is really, to me, quite strange. The commission voted, okay, and those people were appointed. Jerry Mansfield went on to complain about a pride tree in the Gallatin Library. Oh, the horror, a pride tree. A photo of the tree shows the usual rainbows. Clearly nothing sexual or inappropriate for minors or anyone else. But, you know, conservatives, Sumner County Constitutional Republicans, they're afraid of rainbows. So we can't have trees with rainbows on them. Certainly not. Let's opine a little bit more about Mr. Mansfield's greed. Isn't it interesting that he blocks people from his page, but is willing to use photographs of his political opponents on his page without their permission in order to make fun of their positions? Isn't it interesting that he uses Christianity to support his intolerance when a central teaching of Christianity is tolerance, love for all? Notice how Mansfield seems to worry that trees and seeing people dress differently than their gender suggests that that will somehow convert or sexualize children, when in fact, folks, it doesn't. Rather, it opens people's eyes to the fact that there is diversity in this world and that not everyone, not even everyone in Gallatin or Sumner County, is the same and believes the same thing and has the same beliefs. Okay? And isn't that the idea that libraries should be spreading? Shouldn't libraries be beacons for knowledge where ideas are embraced to be shared and then approved of or disapproved of after you've had a chance to read about them and learn about them? Why should we be why should libraries be beholden to allegedly the primary value system or political system of the people who live in that community? In fact, it should be the exact opposite, because libraries should be where knowledge is found, where different ideas are found, where diversity is explored, and where people, regardless of whether they fit in the minority or the majority of people in a community, feel safe to go and feel welcome to go. Everyone, all people should feel safe and welcome at the Gallatin Library. Shouldn't all citizens find books that speak to them, that represent them in the library, even if they're not in the majority? Okay. Jeremy Mansfield certainly doesn't seem to think so. The fact that the fact that a person was even had a Democrat voting record means that they are not eligible to serve on the library board. Fortunately, the majority of the county commission disagreed with him. Okay. All right. A little bit more about this tree, this pride tree. Folks, you're not going to believe this one. Okay, there's a group in Nashville called Major Minors. And this is an inclusive group focusing on musical teenagers, teens who are musically inclined and that come from a diverse variety of backgrounds. Okay, and they do a fundraiser. And one of their fundraiser things that they do is they promote their cause by placing these holiday trees in public places so people can see them. Okay, they requested the space in the Gallatin Library. They were told that the rules say that no political, religious, or controversial messages can be shown on the tree. So what did they do? They put up a Christmas tree full of rainbow flags and pride flags and stuff like that. No message whatsoever, just a lot of pretty colors and lights. Okay. Political activist Robbie Starbuck, who doesn't even live in Sumner County, found out about this and decided to complain to our state representative William Lambert right here in Portland, who then used his political influence to make the tree come on down. Okay, the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans, as you might imagine, are up in arms about this and trying to put the blame on the library director, who wasn't even there when the tree went up. Okay, rather they should be facing their ire. They should aim their ire at the library board, who allowed this tree to go up. Okay, two questions I've got here. Number one, okay. If the tree didn't violate the rules of tree placement in the Gallatin Library, no political, religious, or controversial messages, then why was the tree taken down? And number two, what policy was used to take this tree down? Or was it just William Lambert using his political muscle to force the library to remove the tree? Because allegedly, the tree does not live up to Sumner County values. I don't understand what a tree with pride picture with rainbows and pride flags on it has anything to do with values, right? Sexuality has nothing to do with one's value system or code of morality, nor is this in the spirit of the season. Right? This is a season of peace. This is a season of love. This is a season where all people should feel welcome and included and not left out. Jesus' message was crystal clear. Love your neighbor, all of your neighbors, including the ones who are not white men, Christian conservatives, okay? Especially those in fact. So not only is the removal of the tree an abuse of political power, but it is also not keeping with the spirit of the season or with the tenets of Christianity. And so, therefore, anyone who considers themselves a Christian, a believer in the teachings of Jesus Christ, should ask themselves a question. Okay? Is stifling dissent, is being intolerant during a season of love and tolerance really the Christian thing to do? My opinion, as you might imagine, is no, it is not. No, it is not. Right. All right. I have a feeling the Christmas tree story, folks, is just getting started. It's going to get picked up by state and possibly national media coming up. So you're probably going to be hearing a little bit more about heavy-handed attempts to ruin kids' Christmases just because they happen to live in Nashville and come from diverse backgrounds. Shame on everyone involved in this travesty. Shame. It's hateful and it's wrong. We should not be using religion or politics to approve of your homophobia. And it's just that simple. All right. Something perhaps even more scathing than my attack on the taking down of Christmas trees comes from a report from the state audit of the Tennessee Department of Correction that found that Tennessee's state and privately run prisons are severely understaffed and unsafe, quote unquote. And kind of question, the correction department officials are reporting to lawmakers this week on their efforts to remedy these failures. The audit by the state controller's office found that a shortage of such prisoner services as therapy, substance abuse treatment, education, and reentry assistance. It also found problems safeguarding against sexual assault that included housing potential sexual predators with potential victims of sex crimes, as well as a shortage of medical and behavioral health staff. Okay, well, what does this have anything to do with anything? Well, CoreCivic, which is Tennessee's for-profit prison operator and a reliable Republican campaign donor, as previously reported on the show, has received special attention in this damning audit for its repeated failures to follow state and federal law and has been fined millions of dollars for doing so. In fact, the U.S. Justice Department is investigating CoreCivic for, quote, endemic violence at one of its for-profit prisons in Tennessee. Despite numerous documented breaches of contract and this United States Justice Department investigation, CoreCivic's payout from Tennessee's budget has doubled over a decade to $233 million in this fiscal year. And they want even more in the next fiscal year. And some state lawmakers look like are likely to give it to them. Okay. Here's my question. If a company is not following the guidelines of its contract, is in breach of its contract, and is potentially in breach of federal law because of this Justice Department investigation, then why are we giving more money to them? Why aren't we punishing them? Why aren't we saying, hey, let's take back the prisons that we can run ourselves for less? Well, probably because, like I said, CoreCivic is a Republican donor, including donations to lawmakers in our local area, because their largest prison is right here in Trousdale County, right next door in Farrell Hales district, and right next door to William Lambert's district. So I can see political reasons for wanting to keep CoreCivic around, even though they're not doing their job and costing us a lot of money. Okay. A lot of money. In fact, their share of the budget has gone from $11 million in 2016 to $80 million in 2025 proposal. So we've got another issue here, folks. This one isn't going away either, because it seems like the audit is going to be swept under the rug and that CoreCivic will get their money. We shall see. But the votes are certainly on their side. All right. We're going to take our first break now. We're going to pay some bills. When we come back, we've got more with the Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The Coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the Coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
WQKR. Portland is pleased to welcome Cole Lumber Company to our business community. They will now be this area's leading supplier of building materials. Operating since 1946, Cole Lumber, with their 7 Kentucky locations, has selected Portland as their first operation in Tennessee. And we are glad to have them here. Cole is 100% employee-owned. It is their goal to provide all of their customers with both quality building materials and friendly service. From a staff that is both knowledgeable and experienced, serving the needs of both contractors and homeowners, from building a dream home to a weekend project, Cole Lumber has the knowledge, experience, and materials to help you. No matter what you want or need, visit Cole Lumber Company, 462 North Broadway in Portland.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Call CEMC and join the heat pump revolution today.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. I'm your host, Len Asante. It is a boiling 50 degrees out there, getting dark, mostly clear skies, and going down into the 40s tonight. And tomorrow is going to go, actually going down to 37 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 43, low of 36, with windy conditions coming up. So maybe winter is finally coming. I don't know. All right. Our guest is still in a committee meeting, so we're going to continue on for a little while without her. But I have got some big news. Roger, I think you're going to be interested in this. Okay, Roger, my producer, is sitting here waited with bated breath over what I'm about to say. Okay, everyone knows who Milhouse is, right? On The Simpsons? Bart's friend Milhouse? Mm-hmm. The actor who plays Milhouse is retiring after 35 years of doing the voice. 35 years. Her name is Pamela Hayden, and she played Milhouse and a variety of other characters on The Simpsons on off, but Milhouse was her main one. She's retiring from the show after 35 years. Her final episode will be the Treehouse of Horror presents Simpsons Wicked This Way Comes, which is the November 24th episode. And
I thought that was a Halloween thing.
I thought so too, but hey, maybe they're just maybe in Springfield. They're in, if time zones are different there, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So she was on the very first episode of The Simpsons and has been credited with 694 episodes. What will The Simpsons do without Milhouse? Will we have a new Milhouse? Or will Milhouse just maybe go away to military school or something like that?
So Milhouse should be about 40 years old on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Milhouse was like 8 when the show started, so Milhouse should be in his 40s. Maybe he's moved out of Springfield. Maybe he got married, found a wife, got some kids, moved away, has a job. You know, the time, of course, in Springfield, time doesn't move forward, right? Those guys, they're all the same age as they were 35 years ago.
That's weird.
That is weird. And man, I got to say, would you like to not age for 35 years?
Not if I was 8 years old.
Not if I was 8 years old, really. I wouldn't want to be eight for 35 years. Now, maybe when I'm 35, would you want to be 35 for 35 years?
I could deal with that.
I think I could deal with that, too. 35, that wasn't a bad year for me, as I recall. Okay. Yeah, if you could be stuck in time, folks, if you could be stuck in time for any 1 year of your life, why? What year and why? Let us know, and we will be glad to give your explanation to our listeners. And our phone number to text in your answer is 516-440-6310. And let us know what you think.
Okay. You can tell we're killing time.
We're killing time. We've got a few more minutes before our guest is going to be with us. So, yeah, we're killing time. Okay, what else is going on in the world? Okay, besides, well, you know, not many stories can trump Milhouse. All right, retiring, right?
Yeah.
I understand that, you know, if it's going to be downhill from here, right?
Good luck.
Okay. I will say that in local news, we have got a crime watch out. Gallatin police need the public's help in finding a man wanted on felony warrants. Joshua Robb is considered armed and dangerous. Gallatin Police Department warns. The department adds not to confront Rob if you see him, but instead contact local law enforcement. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Joshua Robb, please contact the Gallatin Police Department at 615-452-1313. That is 615-452-1313. Let's help the Gallatin Police get a dangerous person off the streets.
So, Phil, y'all make sure you lock up after we're gone.
Yeah, yeah, let's lock up after we're done tonight around here, okay? All right.
I'll be locking up when you leave.
Okay. Even closer to home, right here in Portland, an investigation by the Tennessee Comptroller's Office in collaboration with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and at the request of the District Attorney General for the 18th Judicial District, Ray Whitley, has led to the indictment of Eileen Santangelo of Portland, Tennessee. Santangelo is a business owner and is accused of misappropriating over $800,000 from elderly and vulnerable individuals through her business, including Serenity Homes of Tennessee and Church and Chapel Funeral Service right here in Portland. Investigators that allege that Santangelo misappropriated at least $804,247 from multiple individuals via her businesses. Most of the alleged misappropriations occurred when she allegedly took money from a trust created by the co-founder of Serenity Homes of Tennessee, who was diagnosed with moderate to severe cognitive illness in 2021. All right, so there's someone else who seems like they need a little counseling about what is right and wrong in the world. Okay, well, folks, we're going to take our next break right now. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with State Representative Gloria Johnson right here on the Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Hamburglar, the time is yours.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Rubble.
It's your time to run, too. Get your McDonald's favorites. Enjoy this delicious deal. Buy one Big Mac, double cheeseburger, or McDouble. And get another one for $1. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Here's an important message from Portland Natural Gas. Always looking out for your safety. Think you have a gas leak? First, evacuate the area. Don't use matches, electrical switches, flashlights, or telephones. And report it immediately by calling Portland Natural Gas at 325-6776. If you think the leak is serious and a real danger is present, call 911. Portland Natural Gas, looking out for your safety and providing cost-efficient heating and cooling for Portland residents.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000 plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fit-tacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
If you're on Medicare, here's exciting news. The Medicare annual enrollment period is just weeks away. Portland has a local trusted advisor who can help seniors sort through all the confusing aspects of Medicare, and there are a lot of changes in cost and services this year. Kyle Doris and Medicare Insurance Advisors can help you make sense out of all the plans and supplements. Best of all, the advice and service from Kyle and MIA doesn't cost you a penny. Give them a call at 615-325-0064 or visit Kyle at 621 South Broadway.
The Medical Center at Franklin is proud to serve the Franklin-Simpson County community. More than just a hospital, the Medical Center at Franklin offers the care you need close to home. From primary care to routine screenings like mammograms, colonoscopies, or lung cancer screenings, we take care of your emergency needs, offer school-based care, and even cancer and rehab services. Visit medcenterhealth.org/franklin to learn more.
The Beatles?
Pat Benatar? Survivor?
The Who?
Led Zeppelin!
Reminds me of the stuff I grew up listening to. You know, reminds me of being a kid and stuff.
WQKR plays the music you grew up with. Great rock and roll and pop hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's fun to listen to. Fun contests and great prizes, too. All day, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
WQKR. WQKR.
It's reminiscent. It's the stuff that you grew up with.
Welcome back, Sumner County. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition. I'm your host, Len Asante, and this is WQKR in Portland. It is 5:32 p.m. and 50 degrees outside. Getting chilly tonight, and even chillier and windy tomorrow. On the phone, we have with us State Representative Gloria Johnson. Gloria, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, doing well. Just got out of a really long committee meeting, but doing fine.
Okay, so you spent 4 hours talking about hemp farming, I guess, right?
Well, that was the longest part of it. Yes, I think it was the longest conversation we've had on one rule before. So, but you know, and it didn't turn out well for Tennessee, unfortunately.
That is too bad. This, from what I read, from what I understand, the rule is so restrictive that it's basically going to, has the potential to destroy an entire industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
A legal industry.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is legal for Tennesseans to possess these things, but now it is illegal for Tennessee to sell them. And so, you know, what we're doing is tying the hands of folks in this. You know, some of the people that are involved have businesses with hemp are saying they're going to go to Asheville, North Carolina, or they're going to go to Mississippi, or they're going to go to another state with all of their businesses. We're talking about a $200 million industry here in Tennessee.
And what changed? I mean, you know, yesterday there are those stores in every town in Tennessee. We've got several right here in Sumner County.
Exactly.
And so what about the industry has changed?
It all has to do with the flower of the hemp plant and the tests they're requiring on the flower of the hemp plant. And hemp is not a restricted substance, but they are restricting it here in Tennessee. It is tougher restrictions than the federal government. I mean, when does the Tennessee supermajority ever put tougher restrictions on something? But they've just done that when it comes to hemp. It's outrageous, and it's killing a major industry. I mean, it's hurting farmers badly.
Well, to be fair to the Tennessee supermajority, they're pretty good at putting more restrictions on things like women's rights to choose what to do with their own body.
Well, right, yes.
But on the other hand, they're really good at not putting more restrictions on things like, you know, where you can take guns and where you can shoot people.
Well, yeah, and when it comes to regulating business, they keep saying they're all about fewer regulations for business, But they just put some crazy regulations on a $200 million Tennessee industry.
That's too bad. And as a result, people aren't going to change their purchasing behavior. They're just going to give their money to out-of-state companies.
Either get it out of state or go black market when it's not safe.
Exactly.
This is just outrageous.
And this isn't, you know, these aren't some, you know, big corporations. These are, you know, mom and pop small businesses.
Yeah, right.
You know? That's a shame. That's a shame.
And small family farms that are going to be destroyed.
Because we've been, you know, and farmers in this state have been looking, you know, for new crops to grow as tobacco use goes down, right? We've got this great fertile land, so we're looking for something new to plant on it and tying our hands.
Right, and this is hemp, not marijuana, and hemp is not a controlled substance.
Right, and I think that's important for people to. I'm not sure everyone understands, but hemp and marijuana are two completely different things. They're different plants, and they're made up of different chemical substances within those. So, well, folks, if you're in the sound of my voice, you probably want to mention this to your state representative. That would be William Lamberth, right here in Portland. We also have
Let me tell you, William Lamberth was the one who stalled it.
Really. Not
yes.
like we have any farmers in Sumner County.
Responsible. He is 100% responsible for that, so folks should let him know.
All right, folks, now we've got two things we need to talk to Representative Lamberth about. We've got hemp farmers, and we've got, well, Gloria, you probably haven't heard about the Gallatin Christmas tree controversy, but they put up a Christmas tree in the Gallatin Library that had the gall to have some rainbow flags on it and some gay rights flags on it, and Robbie Starbuck had a complaint to William Lamberth, and William Lamberth used a little political muscle to make sure that tree never saw the light of day.
Heaven forbid we include everybody in Christmas. Who would Jesus exclude?
Who would Jesus, exactly, because Jesus, you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, you know, love everyone except people who like rainbows on their Christmas trees, right? So... yeah, not particularly in the spirit of the season, I thought. Anyway, that's local news for us to talk about another time. I want to talk to you. One of the things I've learned about watching you over the last year and a half is two things. Number one, you know what's going on, and number two, you have a good way of articulating what's going on. And I want to talk about two things tonight. Number one, I want to talk a little bit about the election earlier this month, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of debriefing and books written and conferences held and
right,
a lot of come to Jesus meetings but over the next couple of years to dissect exactly what happened. But I think you probably can give us some early thoughts. And then I want to talk about what we can look forward to or not look forward to starting in January. So let's get started with election recap. Not a good day for the good guys, at least not
right,
on the surface.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, but one thing, you always learn something. And I know that I overperformed the top of the ticket in so many areas because we went to all 95 counties. That was definitely helpful. And we were ready, you know, we were able to raise more money than a statewide campaign has ever raised from Tennesseans. You know, more than 70% of my donors were from Tennessee.
I don't Marsha think Blackburn, we can say that about Marsha Blackburn, can we?
Right. Marsha Blackburn's donors, about 23% were from Tennessee.
Wow.
That's all.
23%. Less,
so that
less
campaign
than
was paid for by special interests outside of this this area and outside of Tennessee. But the other thing that we learned is there's such mis and disinformation. We saw ballot initiatives across the country that were progressive policies, like vouchers. And we saw vouchers in a couple of states. We saw paid family leave on the ballot. We saw abortion on the ballot. And in most places, those progressive ballots won. You know, Kentucky is a perfect example where they voted by 30 points for Trump, but they also voted by 30 points against vouchers.
Yeah. I thought that was really telling. It's clear that a vote for Trump doesn't necessarily equate to a vote for every scheme the supermajority might want to come up with.
Exactly. And paid family leave was passed and all of these things. And Bill Lee is saying he has a mandate for vouchers. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Look at Kentucky.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we've seen surveys of Tennesseans that show the majority of Tennesseans are not in favor of the governor's scheme from last year. And I can't imagine that's going to change much with his slightly revised scheme for this year, where we throw a couple thousand dollars at the teachers as a bribe to get them to shut up.
Let me tell you something. Teachers care about their classroom and teaching their kids. And they know a $2,000 bribe when they see it, and they're not going to be for it. And it's such an insult to educators who care about teaching your kids that you think they can be bribed for a one-time $2,000 raise. That is so cynical. It's just gross.
It is. It really is. I mean, that's a great word to describe it. It's gross.
And the fact that they used millions of dollars to beat their own Republican senators who were against vouchers.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They spent millions on their own Republicans who disagreed with them. And it shows you all the money that came into the state for vouchers and for charter schools. It shows you that this is about money. It is not about our kids doing better.
Exactly. And not just money, but out-of-state money. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen it again and again. I mean, the hemp industry, I mean, that's going to send money out-of-state. The billion-dollar tax cut for businesses last year, that mostly is going to out-of-state businesses, right? Vouchers are being influenced by these big out-of-state interest groups.
All they've done is these massive tax cuts for corporations and billionaires, the largest in history, $1.8 billion to corporations last year. And as you said, 53% of that money is going to only 18% of the companies that are out of state.
Wow.
But these are the folks that fill these Republicans' coffers.
Exactly.
And that's why they're doing it.
It's all about money. Meanwhile, a Democratic proposal to get rid of the sales tax on groceries couldn't even get a second in a committee to allow discussion of the topic.
Exactly. And this is something that is overwhelmingly supported by all parties. You know, look at the Democratic legislation. We want to bring things like removing the sales tax off groceries. We want to raise the wage to a living wage. We want to fully fund our public schools, which are the bedrock of democracy. We want to make sure that everyone has affordable access to child care. And they're over here giving tax cuts to corporations and billionaires. And nothing for hardworking Tennessee families.
It doesn't make sense, and it's not right. Okay, we're going to Gloria, we're going to take a quick break here, pay a couple bills, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. Folks, you're listening to The Loyal Opposition on WQKR, and we'll be right back.
Calling a criminal defense lawyer or a divorce lawyer, you may think it's the worst day of your life. It doesn't have to be. If you have quality, competent representation who can guide you through a complex system, we can do that for you, despite if you've been arrested for a DUI or a robbery charge, whether or not you're going through a divorce or a post-divorce, or demanding your fundamental constitutional right to parent your children. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Need a Cub Cadet lawnmower? We have it. Largest dealership in Middle Tennessee. Prices starting at $34.99. Need appliances? We have them too. Come on over to DT McCall & Sons, your one-stop neighborhood superstore located at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. We carry a wide assortment of Lazy Boy recliners, lots of fabrics and colors with prices starting at $6.99. Lazy Boy and Softline sofas, check out their great prices, starting at $9.99. Serving Middle Tennessee for over 100 years. 0% interest for 12 months through First Heritage. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Visit D.T. McCall and Sons today at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee. Hey!
How many financial advisors does it take to ruin what could have been a perfectly secure retirement? Just one. With today's market turmoils, it's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives. That's why you should always seek a second opinion with an experienced financial advisor, a fiduciary who's obligated to work with your best interest so that you're absolutely certain the tools and strategies that you're using are in harmony with your retirement objectives.
Call investment advisor representatives Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter of Retirement Income Solutions at 833-299-1416. That's 833-299-1416.
It's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives.
That's 833-299-1416.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition. I'm your host, Len Asante. You're listening to WQKR Portland. It is 5:47 p.m., and we're on the line with Representative Gloria Johnson, who's joining us from Nashville, Tennessee. And I want to thank Representative Johnson for taking the time to speak with us tonight because she lives in Knoxville and has got quite a drive ahead of her. So we are thankful for that she's willing to drive in the dark for the sake of educating the people of Sumner County. Okay, Representative Johnson, so what else can we expect to see in this coming legislative session here in Tennessee? What are some of the things that the Democrats are going to try and undo, for example?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to talk about, mm-hmm. because what we're doing are things that will help regular Tennessee families. We're not legislating for billionaires and corporations. They're doing great. They're making more money than they ever have before. And so we're going to be passing legislation and bringing up legislation. Now, we'll see what gets passed. But we're going to be bringing legislation up that removes the state portion of the sales tax from groceries. We are one of what only nine, I can't remember if it's nine or 13 states that have a sales tax on groceries, and we have the highest.
Wow.
And so this is something that will help every single Tennessean because we all buy groceries. And this is something that we could do if they stop giving billion-dollar tax breaks to the wealthy and corporations.
Yeah, well, that's the question, isn't it? And where do we get the money from? But it seems
there is money to be had. The bill, the grocery tax bill, what it does is it you pay the minimum corporate tax to will pay for this grocery sales tax removal. We have seen over the last 12 to 15 years tax cut after tax cut for corporations in Tennessee and for billionaires, but none for Tennessee families. When you look at things like FedEx always gets one of the biggest tax breaks in the Tennessee budget, but they have cut they've given a tax break to corporations like FedEx for jet fuel and people with private jets. They've capped jet fuel sales tax to save money for the wealthiest, but that's since 2017. They've cut it three times. Since 2017, they've raised the price of the gas tax at the pumps on regular folks. And so literally the regular folks at the pumps are paying for these tax breaks for FedEx and billionaires with jets. And the reality is FedEx hasn't lowered the price of shipping. They're not hiring more employees. As a matter of fact, after one of their biggest tax breaks, they let people go.
Wow.
So this is not helping regular Tennessee families. We need to focus on making sure they can afford things. We need to expand Medicaid so everyone in Tennessee has access to affordable health care and affordable prescription drugs. That is important, and we will all have mental health care if we expand Medicaid.
Right, which is costing us billions of dollars in federal money over the years, right? Which is money that's just left on the table. Our money that we paid in taxes that we could be
Tennessee
getting back.
Tennessee tax dollars, right. Tennessee tax dollars coming back to Tennesseans to keep them healthy. Instead, we have one of the worst health outcomes in the country because we haven't expanded Medicaid.
And I think a lot of our listeners would probably agree with that last statement, because so many people in Tennessee are dealing with various chronic illnesses and at a very high rate. We also have some of the highest rates of prescription drug use in the nation here in Tennessee.
And one of the highest incidences of diabetes. And thank God President Biden and Vice President Harris capped insulin at $35. You know, they were the first ones to do it. People like to say that former guy did, but all he did was said they could charge $35 if they wanted to.
If they wanted to, right,
President
but it didn't mandate anything. Yeah.
Right. President Biden's legislation mandates that for these senior citizens that it is capped at $35, and that is real work for Tennessee families. And so he also negotiated drug prices for senior citizens. So the 10 major drugs have, or most prescribed drugs, have dropped considerably with his legislation, and 10 more are going to be coming online soon. But that's all probably going to go away under the next administration.
Exactly.
Because they want to cut Social Security and cut Medicaid, which is horrifying. So what we're trying to do in the Democratic caucus is bring things that are going to help Tennessee families who are struggling right now. Because, you know, cost of living always increases and the price of groceries always increases. And it's more since post-COVID for sure. But the reality is if we would raise the wage, the minimum wage, from $7.25, people would be able to afford groceries that are a little more expensive with a true living wage if they made more than $7.25, because nobody can live on $7.25 an hour. Literally one person cannot live on $7.25 an hour.
Oh, no, that would be impossible. It would be impossible, especially in Tennessee with our housing costs.
And this supermajority shoots down every single living wage or raising the wage bill we brought. I've done it at a set number. I've done it at $15. I've done it at $20. Currently, if you go to the MIT Living Wage Calculator, you can pull up any county in the country. So I pulled up all the counties in Tennessee, and it tells you what it costs, what's a living wage in every of all of 95 counties in Tennessee. And it is an average of about $20. There's nothing less than 18, and I think the most is around 22 or 23.
Wow.
But it's an average of $20 an hour that's a living wage in Tennessee now. And it breaks it out into how much you spend on rent, how much you spend on food, how much you spend on transportation.
And that's for one person?
Picture. And that's for one person, yes. Okay. Now, then it goes on to add one person with one child or two people, one child. Mm-hmm. You know, all of that is in that calculator. It's really helpful and brilliant to understand what it truly costs to live here. And Tennessee families should be able to work one job, not two and three, struggling at minimum wage to keep the lights on. You know, they should be able to work one hard 40-hour a week, earn a living wage so they can put groceries on the table for their family, buy the prescription drugs they need, maybe take once a family vacation once a year.
Every now and then, sure. And, that'd be great.
And retire in dignity, you know? I mean, Tennessee families are barely surviving, and we can make sure that they all thrive. And that is by doing things like raising the wage. And we see more than 20 other states have done it, and it's been successful in every one.
Exactly. It's not like this is something revolutionary. I
mean, yeah, it's got not, a long track record. We're not reinventing the wheel.
Exactly. Okay. All right. Representative Johnson, thank you so much for joining us. We are just about out of time, so we're going to say goodbye. But again, thank you so much for hanging out, spending some time with us here in Sumner County, and best of luck in your upcoming legislative session. And we'll be sure to call the supermajority on all their antics at this end. And hopefully you'll keep doing it from the well of the House if the Speaker ever lets you speak.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks so much for having me on. I mean, I love talking about this stuff. But I want people to get factual information about what Democrats are really trying to do for just regular folks.
And
people need to understand.
And I think
that.
That's it. I think it all comes down to knowing, having actual information rather than lies and misinformation, isn't it? Okay.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Folks,
all right.
Thank you. We're just about out of time. Couple of announcements before we go. No show next week. We're off on Thanksgiving break. So we'll be back on Wednesday, the 4th of December, with more news, talk, commentary, and interviews. Next up, don't forget to hang on for Triple Play Sports. The boys are in the house, and they've got stuff to talk about. Our Tennessee professional sports teams are setting new records for futility, and I'm sure we want to get everyone up to speed on that. But, hey, I can probably say that my New York Jets are doing even worse. So, you know, there you go. All right, folks, good night all. You've been listening to the Loyal Opposition. Stay tuned for Triple Play Sports, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides for just $6.49. Delicious Godfather's Pizza, 3 for $13.99. Fried chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot, barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice. Our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones. For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. Being arrested doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. Being served with custody paperwork doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. It may feel that way, but if you have Amanda J. Gentry representing you, you can feel confident that you're going to have the best quality representation in all of Middle Tennessee. Amanda J. Gentry goes wherever justice demands. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
If you or someone you know is looking for a luxurious new apartment home in beautiful Middle Tennessee, you need to check out Sage North in White House. These new apartment homes feature luxurious living at reasonable prices.